Come on the podcast, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
You won't, bitch. Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Walker, fresh off a Pistons win, how are we feeling?
Oh, feeling great. We're going to get in the Pistons win straight into a Lions win this weekend, baby. Let's go.
Are the Lions playing in the Emirates NBA Cup?
No, they're not playing in any branded thing.
Not even the National Football League? Checkmate. Let's go. Mike, how are you? Oh, Mike, you're on mute.
Mike's muted.
On mute. No. Mike's on mute.
Boom. There we go.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. I thought you were all pissed off because me and Walker were talking pre-episode. You were just silent, and I was like, uh-oh, something's wrong with Mike, but Mike was on mute.
I'm like, no one's responding to me. Okay.
Yeah. Mike's like, am I alive? Am I real? All right. We're here to talk week 11 fantasy football, and I did the math, and we are, as of our next Patreon episode, 2/3 of the way through the season. Let's go. It is flying by. So let's talk a little bit of week 11. But first, nobody asked how my day was. The water pump in my car is shot. It's going to cost me $1,500. It sucks. All right, let's go. All right.
That's tough, brother.
Yeah. Did I talk on the podcast about how I was driving to work and I had no heat?
I think so. That was a while ago.
It's because, I had no coolant.
Okay.
So my system was like shutting down to like save it from like, it was bad. They were like, I was like, can I drive it to the 49ers game this weekend? They're like, no, you need to leave this here. And this is the mechanic shop next to our shop. So we know them. It's not like they were just like trying to screw me over. So woo, let's go. All right.
Jeff driving a loner to the 49ers game.
Nope, Jeff playing passenger princess to his buddies, much nicer Mustang. So let's go. All right, let's talk about, speaking of nicer Mustangs, let's talk about Saquon Barkley, shall we?
Woo!
26-18, Eagles win. They're 8-2. Commanders are 7-4. Before we talk about the game, I just need to say, Nick Sirianni, you need to stop looking so goddamn smug all the time. You didn't tell Saquon Barkley to run, you know, like two touchdowns in 20 seconds to ice the game. You didn't tell him to do that. He just did that because he's Saquon Barkley. All right. So for this one, the questions for this. Oh, my God. I had everything open but the questions. I am so good at this. Guys,
it's truly unbelievable how good you are at this.
Yeah. All right. So for the Commanders, I wanted to know if this was going to go down in history as the Noah Brown game. And I do have to say that a pivotal pass in this game was directed towards Noah Brown.
Well, that's cool.
Wonderful.
It was intercepted by Reed Blankenship, but it was directed towards Noah Brown.
Yeah. Wasn't the Noah Brown game. No.
Brown.
Absolutely not.
It was the Jake Bates. Oh, not Jake Bates. John Bates drive.
Yeah. Bates had three catches on one drive.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
My boy.
It was like Austin Eckler. Like, we were hemming and hawing about who to, like, if we could play either running back if Brian Robinson played. And both were, like, Brian Robinson, 63 yards and a touchdown, one catch for 9 yards. But then Austin Eckler going off 8 for 89 through the air. So, like, either one was a good option. So, if you didn't listen to us and you started Austin Eckler, good for you.
You were very smart. Austin Eckler had a real, like, vintage game. He looked like old Austin Eckler again.
Yeah, there was that run at the beginning where he just kept going. Like, he caught the ball in the sideline, and he just kept going and going and going.
Zach Bond had his arms around him for, like, 12 yards. And Eckler's just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, Zach Bond, who has been an IDP force, who I missed out by $1 in week one, and I'm still pissed about it.
Ooh.
Should have bid more, man.
Should have bid more. All right. So this one, I'm really curious if we think if this is playing two Pennsylvania teams with good defenses in 4 days, or do we think this is a little bit of the classic Cliff Kingsbury syndrome where his teams start to fall apart after 8 to 10 weeks or so?
I mean, I saw a stat from Mina Kimes that since week six, the Eagles are number one in EPA per play and number one in defensive DVOA. Yeah. They haven't played the toughest schedules in that time period, but I do think that the Eagles defense is better than it was at the start of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. DVOA does also account for opponents too. Also, Mina Kimes is currently on my screen, so it's Minaception. Walker, did you read that on X, the Everything app, or Blue Sky?
I read it on Blue Sky, the
Twitter
app.
Twitter for good people.
We're not yelling anymore. No one's yelling. Yeah,
that's right. No one's yelling. We're all happy. We're holding hands singing Kumbaya. Mike, what do you think? Do you think that this is these struggles the last couple games with the Commanders, do you think it has to do with the Commanders, or do you think it has to do with their opponents?
Probably their opponents. They'll bounce right back in the next couple games. They got the Cowboys, Titans, and Saints before playing the Eagles again. So when you're playing two teams that are well above 500, like the Eagles and the Steelers, then you know it definitely has something to do with the opponents for sure.
Yeah, and also I think Jaden Daniels is probably still nursing that ribs injury a little bit. Only 23 rushing yards the last couple games. He seems to be protecting himself a little bit more. Probably still a little banged up from that. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about the Commanders. I saw people like I think that Cliff Kingsbury is a fraud. Absolutely.
Of course.
Terry McLaurin ran 80% of his routes against Quinyon Mitchell, who allowed no catches, and Quinyon Mitchell did not move. He played one side of the field.
Yeah, Cliff was back to his old ways.
Yeah, you go here and you go here and that's it. He's not down for that trickery, that pre-snap trickeration. That's the last vestige of a coward.
Lord forgive me, but it's time to go back to the old me. But yeah, the gun doesn't have any bullets in it. It's just
yeah, so I would be a little bit worried about Cliff Kingsbury's play calling, but at the same time, like, you can't really fault a team that's going up against this Eagles defense that's rounding into shape. And the Steelers defense on last Sunday, that's just one of the best in the NFL. So this TJ Watt fellow, he's pretty good. I wonder if he has any brothers. I wonder if they make a million commercials together.
You're just talking about the Kelseys?
Some call them the young Travis and Jason Kelsey. All right.
They had the pretty good Subway commercial that one time, though, where there's Subway in their backyard. And TJ's like could you tell me what's on the turkey? And JJ's behind him like, you come here every day.
That's pretty good. All right. Let's talk about on the other side. Walker's question was full house free space team for the Eagles. And Devonta Smith continues to struggle. 4 for 29 on 6 targets in this one. So Devonta Smith has he's had an up and down season so far this year. Like last week, he was wide receiver 71. Week before that, 13-7. Week before that, 102. So has Devonta Smith, do we think, moved down to a boom bust wide receiver 3? Sort of like, would we rather start blank slate rest of the season, Devonta Smith or George Pickens, we'll say?
I think that's Pickens by a pretty wide margin.
Yeah, and that's not how we drafted.
No.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, Pickens, Devonta, and who's the other one?
No, just those two.
Oh, just those two. Yeah, I think I'd go with Pickens right now.
Yeah, and that's not where we were drafting Devonta Smith as like a top 20 guy with upside, and it's just not happening. There. Yeah, it's not happening. But if you're in a 3 wide receiver league, there's no way we can get him out of our lineups, right?
No. I mean, even 6 targets is not that bad. He'll have better games than this. He's fast. He'll get behind defenses. It's kind of reminiscent of how Ayuk's season was going before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Just a couple, a good game here or there, and then just a bunch of like, the process. I have to keep starting him.
The process. I mean, that's kind of how it was with Ayuk. I think you hit it on the head where it's like, God, the targets are there. Like the opportunity is there. It's just not like coming through.
Yeah. So, everything looks right except the final result.
Yeah. So to quote Walker, the process. So all right. Elsewhere on the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, he's good. He's good, folks.
Yeah. extremely good. Hashtag analysis. Saquon Barkley's good.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley is hashtag good. Is there anything really worth talking about on the Eagles?
I mean, I still don't think Jalen Hurts is playing very well, but it doesn't matter because he's going to score a one-yard touchdown every game.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown had a kind of down game, but still had 12 points, so you're fine with that. Yeah, I mean, Dallas Goedert got the ball punched out in a really funny way.
What? Oh, was that when he put his hands on his head?
Yeah, he leaped almost over a guy, and then Quan Martin punched it out from like way up here.
Yeah,
like, it was in the crook of his elbow, like above his head, and Martin just was like, "Oh, hey, there it is."
Yeah, and then
Grant Calcaterra saved his ass.
Dude, I was watching the alternate feed where they show different camera angles, and they showed a top down of the goal line stand, and they highlighted like Grant Calcaterra, and I was like, oh my god, I hope Grant Calcaterra scores a touchdown here, but he didn't.
Nope, wrong.
A shame. All right, check this out, from Scott Pianowski via friend of the show Sean Foss on Blue Sky, the good app for good people. As great as Saquon Barkley has been, imagine if they let him deliver the 1 yard mail. Jalen Hurts has 8 touchdowns from the 1 yard line. Barkley has 0. Barkley's average length of touchdown is 20.4 yards.
Jesus.
I love for my average touchdown to be outside the red zone.
Red zone, yeah. Right?
I am also a running back.
That's like DeSean Jackson numbers.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. He's unreal. Great offensive line mixed with elite running back. Turns out that's a good combo.
That's good. So, I don't think there's anything else worth talking about, unless Mike, there's something you felt like highlighting from this game stuck out to you.
No, I really didn't watch it all that much. So,
okay. Here,
did not miss a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say you missed nothing until the last like 5 minutes of the game.
And then Saquon went nutso.
Yeah. Then Saquon scored literally 20 seconds of game action, 2 touchdowns.
Yep. It was Saquon touchdown, Jaden Daniels interception on the first play, Saquon touchdown.
Yeah, it was wild. So, yeah, nothing much happened for most of it. Like, it was a lot of just, like, 4-yard run, 4-yard run, 7-yard pass, 4-yard run, 4-yard run.
Incomplete pass,
punt. Like, it was just, it was very methodically not great. So, all right, let's talk about Sunday's action. We got 4 teams on bye: Giants, Cardinals, Buccaneers, and Panthers. So, if you've been relying on Bryce Young, you're in trouble now.
Hey, I'm only starting one quarterback in FA Experts League because Bryce Young's on bye.
Hey, I'm starting 2 because I thought ahead and picked up Mac Jones. So, I might as well be starting 1.
Yeah, my super flex is actually Jaxon Smith-Njigba this week.
If the Colts had not gone back to Anthony Richardson, it was a definite thought. I was definitely putting thought into Josh Downs or Mac Jones in full PPR.
That's a great conversation to be having.
Yeah, love this game I play for fun.
Right, yeah.
This is fun. I'm having fun. This is fun to me. All right, let's get it. Let's get into Sunday. Packers at Bears. Packers are 6-3. Bears are 4-5. Green Bay 6-point favorites. 41.5-point road. I'm sorry. Green Bay.
41.5-point over under.
There we go. 41.5-point over under. It's not a road over under. One team is on the road, and that would be the Packers. Let's go.
Correct.
Marshawn Lloyd is out, as is Jordan Morgan. Marshawn Lloyd, the push notification, he woke up with appendicitis, which is a crazy way to say it.
Jeez.
Woke up with appendicitis. That sounds like a parody song name.
Yeah. Weird Al song, Woke Up with Appendicitis. It's a parody of
never mind. Don't do it. Don't even get in there.
Jordan Morgan is also out. Colby Wooden is doubtful. Jair Alexander and Evan Williams are questionable. For the Bears, Kieran Omegaji.
Good enough.
Omegaji.
That's fine.
Yeah, Tevin Jenkins are both out. I watched like 3 videos, okay? I did my best. Montez Sweat, Tarvarius Moore are both questionable.
49ers legend.
Tarvarius Moore?
Yeah.
That's right, baby. All right, Mike, you wanted to know about Josh Jacobs in this game for the Packers.
Yeah, over under 90 total yards against the 17th ranked Bears against the run.
Mm, We're going total yards. I'm going to go over just because I feel like they're going to be salting the game away. And with no Marshawn Lloyd, there's going to be a good amount of Josh Jacobs in this one. So he's going to have like 38 yards at the half and end up with like 95.
Yeah, I honestly agree. I think he'll be between 90 and 100. This is a good line. I'll say over. Just for reference, I have him RB14 on the week.
Is that good?
Pretty good.
Okay. So elsewhere on the Packers, so the Bears have a good defense. So yeah. I think that you could still start Jordan Love. I think he's moves to a back end quarterback one maybe, because don't forget, we're also pulling out Kyler and Baker Mayfield from this one. So we're missing. Walker says no.
No.
Where do you have Jordan Love ranked?
20.
20?
He's out of here.
Okay. Mike, did you start Jordan Love this week?
Not at 20.
Yeah, I the matchup is so bad. Chicago is really, really good against opposing quarterbacks and super mid against opposing running backs.
Okay, so let me ask this then. Jaden Reed or Pique Bears wide receiver, who are you starting this week?
Still Reed.
Still Reed? Okay.
I think this is going to be a super low scoring game. I think it's under the 41.5 for sure.
Oh, well, I mean, don't listen, Waleed. The Packers could score like 28 points and would still be hit the under.
It's possible. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, it's going to be like 28 to 10.
No, honestly, I think you can confidently start two Packers in this game. Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? Jaden Reed. Let's go back to Jaden Reed really, really quick, because I think Tucker Kraft, auto start. We talked about Josh Jacobs. But people will be making decisions with Jaden Reed. So Jaden Reed or let's say Michael Pittman, who's off the injury report with a back.
Oh, I probably have more faith in Reed than I do Pittman.
Okay. Walker?
Reed.
Reed. Okay. Jaden Reed or Courtland Sutton.
Sutton.
Sutton. Yep.
Jaden Reed or Yak Miller, Ricky Pearsall?
Reed.
Reed.
Okay.
Ceiling's higher. I think it's pretty close, though.
Yeah, I agree the ceiling's higher. Like, Jaden Reed is one of those guys that he can, let's just say, pull an Amari DiMarcado.
Yeah.
All right. And I wouldn't start any other of the Packers receivers this week.
No.
All right. My question is about the Bears, which is, does Thomas Brown really make any difference? I think about this quote that Henry Rollins said about U2, where he said, the drummer can't drum, the bass player can't play, and the guitar player only has one riff. That's kind of how I feel about
that. But that one riff rules.
Well, that one riff is, I don't know, DeAndre Swift this year?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the Bears. Caleb Williams isn't comfortable in the NFL yet. The wide receivers aren't getting open. I broke down on Tuesday, like what Thomas Brown has done, and the offensive line's still terrible. So like, there's no like thought behind this other than I honestly want to know if Thomas Brown really makes any difference. And in the meantime, it's DeAndre Swift and maybe Cole Kmet as a blob, and that's it.
Oh yeah, I think Swift's the only guy you're playing against the Packers here. It's the passing game options are just too risky.
Yeah, it's too much. It's you know, I don't like it. I don't like what Thomas Brown brought to tape from what I saw from the cut up. I forget who it was. I think it was, I don't remember who it was, but somebody posted a bunch of Thomas Brown runs and they were, or plays, and they were bad. So
what can Brown do for you, Mike?
Yeah. What can Brown do for you?
Not much. I think mostly it has to do with their blocking scheme. So he can't fix that.
They're toast. They're toast.
They're pretty much toast. Yeah.
Oh, we might be moving on to another free space team next week.
Yes.
We'll see. All right. We all got the Packers winning this one. So let's go on to Walker's game of the week, specifically just for Walker. Not the game of the week for everybody else.
Walker's game I will be watching for sure.
Yeah. Jags travel to Detroit. They probably shouldn't. They should just forfeit. Lions,
no,
14.
No thanks, actually.
Yeah. Actually, they get there, they do warm-ups, and Doug Peterson chilling. Goes up to Dan Campbell. He's like, actually, we're good. We're just going to go. We're fine. We're
okay?
Good.
Are you okay with writing this down as like 35-3?
Yeah, can we just call it?
We're good.
Yeah, distribute those touchdown those stats however you want. We'll sign off on it. We're fine. Jags, 14-point underdogs, 46.5-point over-under. Trevor Lawrence will not be playing. Neither will Tank Bigsby. Ezra Cleveland, Mason Smith, and Keelan Robinson are all questionable. For the Lions, Sam Laporta is out. No. Mm. Yeah, he's out. Yeah. This copied over wrong. Broderick Martin, Ife Melifonwu, Emmanuel Mosley are also all out. And Ben Neiman is questionable. So my question is for the Jags. It's a very simple question. Evan Engram, and that's it. It actually says abandon all hope, all non Evan Ingrams who enter here.
BTJ
is what you're worried about.
There are two other guys I think you can play. Engram, I think you should start. He should get volume. It's a tough matchup, obviously, but I think Mac Jones will dump the ball off enough to Travis Etienne that he'll be fine.
Okay.
But he's like a fringe RB2. It's not like you're excited about it. And then with Brian Thomas Jr., Detroit is a bad defense, in terms of giving up fantasy points to opposing receivers. So even with Mac Jones, I think if you've got Brian Thomas, I wouldn't hate playing him. You might have a better option, but you certainly might not.
Yeah, I mean, I skeeted it out today about like if you play a Jag this weekend, I don't see a world where you're happy with the results. You're just like best case scenario. You're like, all right, I'll take those points because, yeah, the Lions are a team that can be passed on, but Mac Jones can't pass. So like, I think maybe Travis Etienne in like a PPR play, like just a real nasty. You know, like 8 for 40 on through the air sort of game.
Right.
He ends up with like 18 PPR points, but it's going to be real gnarly to watch. But I don't know, Mike, how are you feeling about the Jags this week against the Lions?
The only one I really can trust is probably BTJ.
Oh, okay. So you do trust BTJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know McCorkle's passing the ball and that's never a pretty sight, but
that's not ideal, Mike.
No, not ideal at all. But that passing defense is pretty poor. So I'm going to go with BTJ.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, sure. I can't fault you there. But what I can fault is Walker's question about Brock Wright.
I said Full House free space ? And then I remembered that Sam Laporta was out, so I added Brock Wright.
Brock Wright?
Are we playing Brock Wright? It's a good matchup.
40
Brock Wright season.
Brock Wright?
I think Brock Wright is the definitely mid tier kind of shitty tight end of the week.
They're calling him Motown Will Disley is what they're calling him.
That's basically, yeah. I mean, I'm honestly, I would play Will Disley over Brock Wright.
Yes, Walker loves Dill Wisely. Let's go.
But yeah, otherwise, I think you're definitely playing all your other Lions.
Yeah, I think there's not much to talk about here. J-Mo?
You have to play J-Mo in this matchup. It's a really good matchup, and he's got such a high ceiling.
Yeah. Mike, do you agree? Start all your Lions?
Start all your Lions.
You heard it here first, folks. Craig Reynolds, Tim Patrick, get him in your lineup.
Sione Vaki, you got to play him.
You got to play him. No, because here's the thing with the Jags. Pick a stat that's bad if you're top three in them, and they're probably top three in that stat.
Yeah, their pass defense is truly horrendous. They're like second to last in points given up to receivers. I think third to last against quarterbacks. They're dead last in like coverage win rate. It's awful. Their pass defense is probably the worst pass defense in the league.
All right. We all have the Lions winning this one. Really easy game, but I have one last question for you. Walker, everything that you outlined there, is that good for Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yes. Amon-Ra St. Brown, my wide receiver 3 on the week.
Behind?
Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Those two are pretty good. All right. Let's talk Vikings-Titans. Vikings are 7-2. Titans are 2-7. Minnesota 6-point favorites. 39.5-point over-under. This is my no thank you game.
P.U. <of the week. laughs>
Yeah, I do not care about the damn Vikings or the damn Titans going 16-14 final score. Nah, I'm good, man. I saw that last week with the Jags.
Yeah.
Injuries in this one. Gabriel Murphy for the Vikings is the only player on the injury report. He is out with a knee injury. For the Titans, L'Jarius Sneed is out with a quad injury. Leroy Watson IV is also out, and Justin Hardy is questionable with a groin injury.
Justin Hardy's.
Justin Hardy.
Charbroiled groin.
Charbroiled groin. More like
this
Justice.
This guy got chargroined.
Chargroined. Is that the evolution to Charmander? Like alternate evolution? Chargrind?
That's what happens if you get fucked by Charmander.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. My question for this one is, do we bench the pumpkin head, Sam Darnold, in this one? You've got the Titans, who are a very good pass defense. You've got Sam Darnold, who struggled last week, kind of came back to the pack more or less. Like, he had, what, 3 interceptions?
Mm-hmm.
3 interceptions last week. Only managed 241 passing yards, no touchdowns. Are we going back to him this week, or are we going to take a week off?
I think you can probably find a better option on waivers. I think he's like a fine start this week, but I wouldn't expect anything special. I just don't expect him to throw 3 picks again. So it'll probably be like 240 passing yards again. It'll just be like 240, 1-1 with like 20 rushing yards.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? Are we bench Sam Darnold this week?
I think it's pretty close. He has 3 touchdowns and 5 interceptions the last 2 weeks. I mean, he seems like he's turning back into Sam Darnold that we know. He's a play if you're really desperate, but because I can see him anywhere between QB12 and QB14. So if you have something, you know, worse than that, like Anthony Richardson or something, then yeah, Sam Darnold's a play. But I don't really. It's going to be really close for him to finish in the top 12.
Mike nailed it. I have him at 13.
Okay, 13. Yeah. So let's play this. Jared Goff or Sam Darnold?
Goff.
Goff.
Sam Darnold or Jameis against the Saints?
Darnold.
Yeah.
Darnold or Tua versus the Raiders?
Tua.
Tua, yep.
Tua or Bo Nix? I'm not Bua. Not Tua.
Bua.
Bua.
Bua Bunga Bailoa.
Bua Bunga Bailoa.
That's the Halloween version of Tua.
Sam Darnold
or Bo Nix.
Or Bo Nix, yeah, sorry.
I gotta give me Nix. Yeah, give me the boner.
Give the boner? All right, we're all Whitnixes. We are believers. Fun fact, Sam Darnold leads the league in interceptions.
Jordan Love does too.
That was gonna be my second part of the fun fact. I would say, fun fact, so does Jordan Love in 2 fewer games.
Yes, it's very good. The Packers paid him $55 million a year.
Fucking losers.
I know. They finally got it wrong, baby.
Get shit on. Remember when he had like 3 good games to start 2023 and all the Packers fans were like, we got another one.
We did it again. They started sucking themselves off immediately. It turns out he's just like some streaky guy. He's just Baker or Sam Darnold again.
Here, let me do my Jordan Love impression. Throws off of my back foot across my body for no real reason.
Yeah, gets intercepted.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right.
How could I have known this would happen?
All right. Elsewhere on the Vikings, you're starting TJ Hockenson. He's been a stud since he's been back. That Justin Jefferson guy, you're starting him. What about Jordan Addison? I think no.
Absolutely not.
No.
Aaron Jones left last week on a cart, came back, and now he's not even on the injury report. Aaron Jones?
Built different, folks. Aaron Jones, I have at RB15. I think you should play him.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Aaron Jones, the only professional athlete to like a positive post I made about them on Twitter.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cool. It was, I think the post was, holy shit, Aaron Jones. And it was a screenshot of him catching a ball, like, extended sideline, like, 15 yards downfield. Nice. Like, going up there like he was, like, Alshon Jeffrey style.
And Aaron Jones was like, oh, yeah, this guy thought I did good.
this guy liked that thing I did. I thought it was cool, too. All right, on the other side, the Titans. Mike?
They suck.
Yes, they do. But you have
they do.
You have
they really do.
They're so bad. You have a question about William Levis?
Yeah, I do. Will he have back-to-back top 12 weeks?
No.
Buddy, there are four teams on bye. I don't know if he'll have a top 30 week. There ain't even 30 starting quarterbacks this week.
Quarterback 23 for me. He is behind Mac Jones.
Yikes.
Is he behind Gardner Minshew?
No, Gardner Minshew is my only quarterback of the 26 that I haven't played that is not ranked.
Ooh, that's damn. A big oof, folks. All right, Will Levis, he sucks. No, Mike, I don't think he'll have back-to-back top 12 weeks.
Okay.
Cool. Especially because...
cool. That's good. That's good.
What does Will Levis do more than anything else?
Boneheaded shit.
Turn the goddamn ball over. Guess who leads the league in interceptions?
Oh, is it the Vikings?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Ah.
Damn.
Can I put the house on Will Levis multiple turnovers?
Yeah, I was going to say, he might not even have the most fantasy points of Titans quarterbacks in this game. And Mason Rudolph might not even make it in the game. He might have negative fantasy points.
That could be rough.
All right. So you're starting Tony Pollard, yes?
Yeah. It's less appealing now, but yeah, you're still playing him.
Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many bananas is he?
How
appealing is he?
Oh.
Well, you don't want to go that slippery slope, but...
damn, got him. Brat, brat, brat.
Yeah, with the banana clip.
yeah, I would say he's probably two and a half bananas.
That's a good amount of potassium.
Yeah,
folks, the monkeys are going crazy. They're going wild for how many bananas that is. All right,
it's really not even that many bananas.
No, it's not. No to Chigakonkwo. No to Tyjae Spears. Yes to Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, Minnesota, even though they pick off a lot of passes, they do give up a lot of yards to receivers also. So I think you have to play Ridley based on how he's played the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they got rid of Nuke Hopkins and they flipped over their defense or their play sheet to fuck it, we ball. And they're just going to bomb it out to Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, Brian Callahan was like, I'm not calling any of this shit anymore. Just do it. Just throw it to Calvin Ridley, man. I don't care.
Just do whatever. Who gives a shit? I don't care. So alrighty. That's it. Don't start Chigakonkwo. Don't start Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Don't get cute.
No.
We all got the Vikings winning this one. There's a lot of very straightforward games this week.
There is.
Miami Dolphins. They travel or they host the Las Vegas Raiders. Miami 6.5-point home favorites. 45.5-point over under. Raiders are 2-7. Dolphins are 3-6.
Just like to state for the record that the next four games that we cover, zero teams with winning records.
Oh, I did not even realize that. And nice. then in classic, the earth refused to change. 7-3 Ravens and 7-2 Steelers.
Yeah, it just bang, like this the second best game of the week.
Yeah. So all right. Vikings. Oh no, went did that one. Raiders at Dolphins, like I said. Injuries in this one for the Raiders. Nate Hobbs, Andre James, Cody Whitehair, and Harrison Bryant are out. Michael Mayer was dealing with some personal stuff. It seems like from the news reports I saw today, he has a good chance of playing. It's not an injury. I don't know what it is, but wishing the best for the Michael Mayer. For the Dolphins, Kendall Fuller will be out with a concussion. Teron Armstead is questionable. Alec Ingold with a calf. Robert Jones with a knee. Patrick McMorris and Isaiah Wynn are also questionable. My question is for the Raiders. So there was about a 15-minute window this week where they were going to be starting Desmond Ridder. And then they were like, actually, no, never mind. Hold on. Time out. We won't doing that.
It's like they saw, it's like they were about to name Ritter the starter, and then they saw him like airmail a check down in practice. And they were like, man, we can't do this. We have to go with Gardner. Even though we hate him, we have to go with him.
Or like Desmond Ritter, they like let Desmond Ritter know and they like announced it. And he was like, let's fucking go, baby. And he's like dancing around and like was like super embarrassing. And they're like, we can't do this.
Nah, this guy's too cringe.
Yeah, he's too cringe. We can't have a cringe at quarterback. We already have a Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. But does any of this even matter? Or is every week, is it just going to be Jacoby and Bowers? I mean, Walker, you love Alexander Mattison.
That's an overstatement, but Brock Bowers is the only guy I think is a for sure starter every week. Myers is likely. He's like a low end wide receiver 2, high end wide receiver 3 based on target volume. This is just a good matchup for Madison. So, you know, Miami's run defense isn't very good, but their pass defense is very, very good. So I think Madison is an RB, like a mid tier to low end RB2 this week. But yeah, I mean, on a normal week, if there's no buys, you're probably not playing him.
Okay. Mike, question for you. How can Walker talk so much shit about me liking not good tight ends when Walker loves Alexander Mattison every week? Walker finds a reason to justify playing Alexander Mattison every single week.
Let's rewind the tape. Let's go check that out. I don't think that's true, actually.
It feels true, Walker. The fact that it could be true says a lot about society.
Says a lot about how much you enjoy Alexander Mattison.
Yes. So, Mike, what do you think about the Raiders? Is it obviously we're starting Brock Bowers. What about Bowers? What about Mattison? What about the other two?
No. As Walker said, the Dolphins are really good against wide receivers. They're the fifth best overall. So I'm going to avoid that matchup altogether. But there's nothing stopping Brock Bowers. So you got to roll with Bowers.
Yeah, some call him Brock Powers, folks.
Brock Powers, let's go.
Brock Austin Powers, as they call him.
Brock Rocket, Brocket Power.
Brocket Power, there we go. Brocket Man. No, Brocket Power? Okay,
That's the Elton John song.
That is the Elton John song. It's also the man with rockets. He is the Rocket Man. Okay, so Alexander Mattison, you love Alexander Mattison, Walker. Would you rather start Mattison or Raheem Mostert?
Mattison.
Ew, that's gross. I guess I'd go Mattison, yeah.
Mike's okay. Like, that couldn't be me, actually.
Let's see, Mattison or, I'm trying to calibrate here, Mattison or Ramondre against the Rams?
Go with Ramondre.
Okay, Mattison or Gus Edwards, who had 10 carries last
week. Oh, fuck. No, Gus Edwards, get him out of here.
Okay. I'm just trying to calibrate here.
I have him RB22.
Okay.
He is, the two ahead of him are Nick Chubb and Tony Pollard, and the two behind him are Travis Etienne and J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins, too high.
24? Nah. Too high? Come on.
I'll still get plenty of volume. All right, so that's it for the Raiders. Walker,
you're going to say one guy I'm going to talk about. You're going to say, why in the world? It's coming up soon, but you're going to be like, why in the world is he ranked so high?
Oh, God. Is it MVS?
No. It's MVS only had 3 targets. That's not happening again.
Okay. Walker, here's a more spicy question about Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, can you just drop him? Just get rid of him, dump him on the waiver wire, make it somebody else's problem.
We talked about it on Tuesday. I mean, I can't like say no. I think with the trade deadline coming up, you could probably sell him like as a throw in based off a name value, get a little bit more for him than, I don't know who you'd be picking up off the waiver wire.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you. MVS, I guess.
Yeah, like, you can get more for him than MVS. You could be like, let me get you Jalen Waddle, and I'll give you Najee Harris, and you can give me, I don't know.
Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker. Yeah. Like, you can use him because I think he still has the name value.
Yeah. Use the name value because somebody will be like, well, he'll get it together eventually.
Yeah. You can be like, oh,
man.
Huh?
I don't think so. I think it's a little late.
You think it's a little late? Mike, what do you think? Do you think that it's too late to trade Jalen Waddle?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, so would you drop him then? Or are we kind of stuck with him?
He's only had one touchdown all season, and that was the week he had -4 yards.
So. Yeah, hell yeah, it was, man. That was dope.
So yeah, the most receptions he's had was 5. I don't see any use for this guy. Get him out of here.
Oh wow. Mike with the full throated get him out of here.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I
do respect it as well. Walker, what is your answer though? Yes?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I was gonna say, or are we just generating discussion?
No, you can drop him. That's fine. I mean, he hasn't done anything all year. Most of you won't drop him because you're
cowards
because of sunk cost fallacy, which I understand. I probably wouldn't drop him if I had any Jalen Waddle either. I guess you just shouldn't have drafted him. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what we should do is everybody should go back in time and not draft Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, you should draft Chris Godwin instead. Oh, wait.
No, you shouldn't do that either.
You should draft Malik Nabers instead. Oh, wait.
You should draft Darnell Mooney instead.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should draft Darnell Mooney 10 rounds later.
Elsewhere, are we starting Tua this week against the Raiders?
Yeah. Yes. He's a low-end QB1 for me.
Low-end QB1. Okay, Mike, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. We already said hell no to Raheem Mostert. What about Tyreek Hill? Struggled last week with the wrist injury. Are we worried about it, or are we going right back to him?
Yes to both of those questions.
We're worried about it, and we're going back to him?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I mean, yes.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks, but, like, it's against Vegas, you have to play Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, against Vegas, he really only needs one catch.
Right. I mean, he could easily have, like, 2 for 75 and a touchdown. And yeah. If he does that, he's a wide receiver too. There you go.
Boom. Boom. There you go. So.
I was going to say Devon Achane. You should play him for sure.
You should definitely play Devon Achane. I know we said that we weren't going to have hot takes, but you should play Devon Achane. What about, Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith. Yeah.
The king of volume right now.
Yeah, I have him right on the fringe. He's my tight end 12. So I think that there's probably a better option available on your waiver wire. You can probably get either Hunter Henry or Dawson Knox, both of which I like better for this week.
Or?
No, shut up. You can save it for the game that he's actually in, all right?
He's in all games, Walker.
No, he's not.
All right, continue.
I think that he's in the Dawson Knox Taysom range where it's like, yeah, he'll probably get like 8 points, but he probably won't get more than like 10 points.
I think that Dawson Knox is a better start 10 times out of 10 this week. I'm going all in on Dawson Knox. My Dawson Knox shares are going off, all 0 of them, but he's he's 5% rostered, and we'll get to that with the Bills game, but I would much rather start Dawson Knox than Jonnu Smith this week. Mike, Dawson Knox or Jonnu Smith?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox. All right. Jonnu or Pat Freiermuth?
Oh, easy.
Freiermuth.
Easy Freiermuth. Okay. That's what's funny is 2 weeks ago, we were like, Russell Wilson doesn't even use Pat Freiermuth. And now,
yeah, oops, and then he continued not doing that.
Yeah. All right. Jonnu or Ty Konkowski?
Jonnu.
Yeah, I guess Jonnu.
I just Konkowski did it, Jeff.
And... You did what?
I picked up Dawson Knox in my home league, and I'm starting him over Taysom.
Let's go. Let's go. Dawson Knox going off with 3 catches for 57 yards and a touchdown. And a touchdown. All right. And I think that's it for this game. Let's talk Rams. Oh, we all have Miami winning. Rams travel to New England to play the Patriots. Rams are 4-5. Patriots are 3-7. Rams, 5.5-point home favorites, 43.5-point over under. For the Rams, Nevin Gallimore is out, as is Rob Havenstein and Charles Woods. Joe Noteboom is doubtful. Josh Wallace and Byron Young are questionable. For the Patriots, once again, the world's longest injury report. Hold on. I have to move my light so I can see my full screen. Alex Austin, Christian Barmore, Kyle Duggar, Daniel Ekwale, Christian Ellis, Vidarian Lowe, Marte Mapu, Jacqueline Roy, Sione Takitaki. Oh, wait, I missed.
No, you didn't.
Did I miss an out? These are all questionable. Yeah. Sione Takitaki, Dietrich Wise Jr., or Dietrich Wise Jr., are all questionable. Dog, that's your whole team.
That's a quarter of the team. Yeah.
Yeah, that's everybody. What's going on here? All right, Mike, you want to know about Puka and Cooper Kupp. Puka, as they're calling him.
Puka. Yeah, I was wondering if Puka is going to be top 24 this week, or are they both going to be top 24 this week?
Yes.
I think so. I heard a rumor that they're soft, they being the Patriots. I'm just going to keep calling them soft because their head coach did that, and that's an all-time dumb thing for a coach to say.
Well, they're playing hard now, so, I mean... But I don't think it matters that much. The defense, it's a lot of guys are banged up, even if they're playing. I think Nacua and Kupp could both easily be top 12 here.
I think it's going to be a huge game. Them. Yeah, huge game. Them. I think that this is an
over for me.
This is a smoke 'em if you got 'em Rams game, I think.
I don't know about Stafford because he's just not putting up fantasy points. Because they don't have really the downfield threat, and when they get in the red zone, they just hand it off to Kyron Williams a million times.
So
he's just not throwing for touchdowns.
What you're saying is that Kupp and Puka are going to be like 8 for 86, like not a lot of yards, but a lot of them, receptions.
Yeah, Nacua will have like 9 for 110, and Kupp will have like 7 for 70 and a touchdown.
So that's definitely not going to produce a lot of fantasy stuff for Matthew Stafford then. Mike, what do you think? Matthew Stafford, would you play him this week?
I think he's outside the top 12 for me.
Okay. All right then. So yeah, wouldn't recommend Stafford. There's too many like good matchups this week for quarterbacks that are low rostered for me to countenance trying to figure out Matthew Stafford or somebody else. Because it sounds like we're not in on Matthew Stafford. So that's it for the Rams. I mean, you're no to Matthew Stafford, yes to everybody else. DeMarcus Robinson, it was cute, but you can't trust it week to week.
No. I mean, I'd rather start Davis Allen than DeMarcus Robinson.
DeMarcus Robinson or Pop Douglas.
Pop Douglas for sure.
DeMarcus Robinson or Kayshon Booty.
We'll talk about Kayshon Booty.
All right, Patriots were a free space team, Ramondre, but Walker wants to talk about that booty.
That's right. We're on booty watch, and Jeff, this is the player that you're going to just hate my ranking so much.
34.
31.
God damn it, Walker. My brain first said 32, but I was like, that's too high.
Yeah, 31, baby. He's got 6 targets all in each of his last 3 games. This Rams defense is not good against the pass. I think he's going to see something like 6 targets, and I think he's going to catch a touchdown. So I think he's a good wide receiver 3 option this week, in my opinion.
All right, Mike, we have to bully Walker. This can't happen.
No, can't happen. Go.
Good bullying, Mike. Mike's heart too pure to bully. I mean, we were talking about it on Tuesday. Like, yeah, he's been involved a lot. But you know, Walker's been so kind about my love of Will Disley that I just won't say anything. What about Hunter Henry this week?
Yeah, I think you can play him.
Hunter Henry, Mike, Hunter Henry or Jonnu?
Ooh, I'll go Hunter Henry.
Walker?
I agree.
Okay. Let's loop. I'm sorry. Let's loop back to this Kayshon Booty thing. Who do you have behind him? Who's 32 through 36?
Jacoby Myers.
Okay.
Josh Downs.
Okay.
Ricky Pearsall.
Wrong.
DJ Moore.
Okay.
Jalen Waddle.
He's out of line, but he's right.
Woo!
To quote the Falcon and the Winter Soldier here, folks. He's out of line, but he's right.
I've done it. I've convinced Jeff by everybody else sucking really bad.
God bless it. Okay, well, all right. So
hey, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm starting him in my home league over Rashad Bateman, over over Roma Dunze, over MVS.
I can countenance MVS. I just feel like Rome and Booty have like the same mean outcome with Odunze's ceiling being higher.
The matchup against the Rams is a lot better than the matchup against Green Bay. That's the only reason.
That's fair. And hey, there was a point where Kayshon Booty was like the number one Devy wide receiver. So
yeah, he was not so good at LSU until like midway through his final season. He like quit trying.
Yeah. So maybe he's on his way back, baby.
Yeah, he's talented, and I think he's going to score a touchdown this week. That's my bold call of the week.
Of the week.
Of the century of the week.
All right. Anything else with this game? Drake May?
No.
No. All right, let's move on. Next game. I think the Patriots have sneaky made their way out of being a free space team, and I hate it. All right.
They're starting to get there.
Yeah. All right, time for Walker's Bozometer game of the week. Browns 2-7 at the Saints 3-7. It's the Jameis Winston revenge game. Saints 1.5 point favorites, 43.5 point over under. Browns have one guy in the injury report, Mike Hall Jr. The Saints have everybody on the injury report. Lucas Patrick and Jamal Williams are out. Pete Werner, JT Gray, Eric McCoy, and Kool-Aid McKinstry and Cedric Wilson and Nephi Sewell are all questionable. And that is it. So Walker, you want to know how many Browns can we start this week?
Yeah. Is it over or under 4.5? Which I know seems like a high number, but
it does.
Think about it though.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. And we're so back.
It's so Jover. You've got Nick Chubb, RB2.
Yep.
You've got David Njoku, locked and loaded, tight end one.
Yeah. Yep.
You got Jameis Winston as one of my streamers this week.
Interesting.
You've got Cedric Tillman, locked and loaded.
I agree on that one.
And you've got... He's tied for 8th in targets per game over the last 4 weeks.
Jerry Jeudy?
No.
Elijah Moore?
Yes.
I
don't like it, but the numbers are there, Walker. I don't like it, but the numbers are there. No, distraught. I'm distraught.
Jameis is just throwing the ball a lot. No, I think I have all three of those guys as like playable options. I have Tillman at 20, Jeudy at 27, Moore at 37. But Moore is a perfectly fine PPR play right now.
Mm-hmm. He's getting tons of targets. So
yeah, it's fine.
Mike, how do you feel about how many, what's your number for this week? Number of Browns?
I'd go with 4.
4?
Yeah.
Assuming
Chubb, Njoku, Tillman, and Jameis?
And Jameis, yep.
Okay.
So I'm the only one who's out on Jameis.
Sounds like it.
Okay, sounds good. I have him at 17.
Whoa.
17.
Maybe I should reconsider that.
I don't know. New Orleans, I know they're banged up, but their defense is like not bad.
Yeah.
I think that Jameis will have like a fine game, but I just feel like he's in a big tier from like 13 through 18.
Yeah, I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna go 3. Get Winston out of here.
Mike, have some conviction.
Well, he does. He's just Mike is keeping he has strong opinions loosely held.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's talk about the Saints. You're starting Alvin Kamara, obviously, but Mike, you want to know about Marquez Valdez Scantling?
Yeah, is he going to lead the wide receiver room in FPS again?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. He has the Rashid Shaheed role.
Yeah, I think he probably won't score a touchdown. But yeah, he'll have like 3 for 65 or something.
Yeah, it's not gonna be a lot, but yeah, I think he'll lead the room in fantasy points.
Leading pass catcher on the day, Taysom Hill.
Oh my God, Taysom Hill bullshit. It happens.
I just feel like I will. I mean, it's a Jameis game as well. I think it's gonna be a really weird game.
It is gonna be a really weird game. Alvin Kamara, I think, is gonna go all the way off. MVS, I agree. I think it's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be 3 for 65. It's either gonna be 2 for 65 or 3 for 100. Or 3 for 65. And I don't want to start anybody on the Saints except for maybe Taysom and absolutely Kamara.
I agree with that.
Taysom, Kamara. Yeah.
Okay. We all have the Saints winning this. Or sorry, the Browns.
The Browns winning, yeah.
Because much like last week, Darren Rizzi won't be able to flush the Browns. Let's go.
He clogged that toilet. He was flushing it 10 or 15 times.
10 times, 15 times. All right. Is this our last game against two teams under 500? Let's go.
Yes.
Last game against two teams under 500. Colts and Jets. Colts are 4-6. Travel to New York to take on the Jets, who are 3-7. Jets, 3-point favorites. 44.5 point over under. For the Colts, Bernard Raimann is out, and EJ Speed won't be so speedy. He's questionable with the knee injury. For the Jets, Tyron Smith.
EJ Slow.
EJ Slow. Tyron Smith, Jake Hansen, and CJ Mosley are out. Devontae Adams and Solomon Thomas are questionable. Mike, again, it would be a free space team if you were not on the podcast. You want to know about Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, I was actually going to question, should this be a free space team? But I think we know the answer to that. JT, over or under 85 total yards?
Over.
Barely over.
86. On a good spot.
He'll have 89.
Is Jonathan Taylor the only player we're starting from the Colts?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Woohoo! They went back to Anthony Richardson, folks. That's how you know things are going well. When the coach is like, we'll be starting Joe Flacco for the foreseeable future. Also, Anthony Richardson is our starting quarterback now.
After 2 weeks.
That's pretty much how it went. So
well, it turns out Joe Flacco is all the way washed.
Joe Wacko. Yeah. I dropped him from all of my Superflex teams. I do not need that bullshit. He was like my fourth or fifth quarterback. All right. Let's talk about the Jets. Walker. Walker wants to know if Aaron Rodgers is going to get the RFK Jr. bump.
That's right. Yes. meaning cocaine.
Cocaine. The bump, folks. Also, I saw a picture of RFK Jr. today. Mans is all about wellness. He was walking out of a convenience store with a pack of Zins. Good job, my guy.
Nice.
Great. Is American Aaron Rodgers a sneaky streamer this week?
Explain to me what American Aaron Rodgers means.
Well, because last episode we said Azerbaijani Aaron Rodgers. So
this had to do with them going.
I was specifying that we were talking about the actual Aaron Rodgers, not the guy that looks like Aaron Rodgers.
I kind of think he is. I almost put it like there are a lot of good sub 50% guys this week, like good options, and Aaron Rodgers just like barely didn't make the cut for my list. So it's like, yeah, he's a good streamer, just like. Like there's also Bo Nix is under 50%. Russell Wilson's under 50%. We talked about Jameis, but he's the 90% available guy. And there's one more person who's skipping my mind right now who's available in more than 50% of leagues as a good matchup. It's not
Derek Carr.
It's not Mac Jones. I don't know. We'll come back to that. I'll figure it out. But yeah, I kind of think, yeah, I think you can play Aaron Rodgers this week. He's a sneaky streamer. Is he my preferred sneaky streamer? No. Mr. Unlimited, Bo Nix are two guys that I'd rather have because I literally made that decision for my article this week.
Yeah, I agree on those two as well. I think Wilson and Nix are both better plays than Rodgers, but I think if you're in a deeper league and he's on the waiver wire, he's Like in my home league, he is available. If I didn't have Bo Nix, I would go get Aaron Rodgers and play him this week. But thankfully, I do have Bo Nix.
Yeah. Oh, it was Derek Carr.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Derek Carr. But yeah, no, did not make the list. So Mike, what do you think? Aaron Rodgers, sneaky streamer this week. Would you prefer him or Russell Wilson or Bo Nix?
They're probably all kind of combined there. I probably would go Bo Nix because he runs. So I take Bo Nix there. And then I do think he's a sneaky streamer, Rodgers. Colts are pretty soft. They're 26 worst against the pass. So Rodgers should have at least a decent game. I could see 2 touchdowns out of him this week.
Okay. Are we going to go with Aaron Rodgers or Cooper Rush?
That's a pretty easy one for me.
I'm kidding. Of course it's Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Pretty thoroughly explained there. So Breece Hall, he hasn't been what you drafted him to be, but you're still starting him every week. Wide receivers, you're starting them. What about Ty Konkowski?
No.
Colts are pretty bad against tight end. So, and he hasn't done much of anything for the last, 3 weeks. So I think he'll...
Tyler Conklin or AJ Barner.
Oh wow. If it's that bad, then never mind.
Tyler Conklin?
Yeah, I mean it is Tyler Conklin, but like Tyler Conklin's in your like Cole Kmet, Davis Allen range. It's not good.
AJ Barner did have 7 targets last week.
Barner Walk- Daly.
I'm telling you. Got him. He's in my rankings. He's not high in my rankings, but he is in there.
He is a football player.
He's fine.
All right. I think that's it for this one. We all got the J-E-T-S Jets winning. All right. Let's talk about 2 actual good teams, shall we?
They can't melt steel beams. Don't forget that.
But can the Ravens melt the Steelers, though?
Probably.
Ravens at Steelers. Ravens are 7-3. Steelers are 7-2. Baltimore 3.5-point over under. God bless it. I started thinking about Aaron Rodgers and melting steel beams and that he's a Jet now, and it all kind of just like got my brain going. I was getting too revved up.
It's because Jeff loves conspiracy theories.
I do.
We know this.
I got all revved up inside the old brain pan and I stopped thinking, so I apologize.
This dude just said, I started thinking and I stopped thinking. There's no way your brain works like that, my guy.
No, I started thinking about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and 9/11 and how funny that is that he's a Jet now in New York. And then my brain was like 3.5-point over under. All right, let's try this again. Ravens 7-3, Steelers 7-2, Baltimore 3.5-point over under.
You said it again.
I know. I did it on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Baltimore 3.5-point favorites, 47.5-point over under. Arthur Millette is out for the Ravens. Travis Jones is questionable. For the Steelers, CJ Henderson and Alex Highsmith are both out. Michael Pruitt is doubtful. Corey Trice and Jaylen Warren are both questionable. Walker is tempting the gods with this question.
Is Rashad Bateman good?
I don't know. Is he?
I think he's a good player. For fantasy, that's debatable.
Let's see. Let's see what Rashad
Bateman. He was good last week, but I don't know. It's tough to trust.
I think Rashad Bateman is in that, like, not in terms of talent, but in terms of the, like, you can't trust it. He's in the same bucket as, like, J-Mo and Calvin Ridley, but the highs just aren't as high.
Wide receiver 28 on the season right now.
Ridiculous. Preposterous. I disagree with ordinal ranks. That's not correct. That number is too high.
That is so good. That is so good for him. I mean, to me, he's in like the Romeo Doubs, Keenan Allen type range where, you know, they're going to be involved to a degree and they're probably not going to give you nothing, but there's also a good chance they give you like 7.
Yeah. They're a floor place, in other words.
Yeah, Bateman is not usually going to score 20 points. Usually he's going to have somewhere between like 7 and 12.
Yeah. Yeah, he is all right. You can pick him up. He's the guy that's always like on the waiver wire. And then you're like, ooh, let me start Rashad Bateman. Then he gets you like 8 points and you're like, and you drop him for the next waiver wire pickup hotness.
Right. You drop him for a guy who will either get you 1 or 21.
Yeah. You pick up Rashad Bateman. You play him. You drop him for Carson Steele.
You drop him for MVS.
Yeah. You drop Carson Steele. You pick up Rashad Bateman. You drop him for MVS. You know,
MVS and you pick up Jalen Coker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it goes. This is the life of Rashad Bateman. By the way, speaking of Carson Steele, Sicko League talk real quick. Tesha Palooza League.
Wait, what is Brian offered me that trade before he offered Dangle that trade.
Mike,
I declined it because that was dumb stuff.
Tesha Palooza, Mike, 16 team league. It's a real sicko league. It sucks. It's so hard, but it's so much fun. Fourth and fifth round pick for Carson Steele.
Fourth and fifth was Carson Steele.
Most inconsequential trade of all time.
Yeah. It was just like, I saw that come across and I was like, okay.
Sure, man. Yeah, he offered that to me and I was like, why would I do that? What's the point?
To have a player on your roster.
Right. To have a player on my roster that scores 2 points a week. Yeah, that's really gonna help me win my matchup, man.
I mean, it's either that or the 60th best player in the draft in round four, and then the 70th best player in round five.
I'd rather have the mystery box.
All right. They could be anything. They could even be Carson Steele.
They could be better than Carson Steele, man.
All right.
Carson Steele sucks.
He's really bad. I still think about the post that somebody made was like, oh, so Carson Steele's a fullback, huh?
Jet fuel can't melt Carson Steele beams.
That's right. That is not tortured at all.
I didn't try very hard at all.
No,
it was easy for somebody like me.
That was straight off the dome. All right. All right, let's talk football some more. Lamar Jackson, you're starting him. Mark Andrews, he's back in the circle of trust, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Zay Flowers, yes, every week.
Yeah, too many targets not to.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, and then Derrick Henry, you're starting him. Anybody else on the Ravens? Like we talked Rashad Bateman to death. Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, that's dead. The only maybe. I mean,
Isaiah
I guess
Likely dead.
Justice Hill has a good game every like 4 or 5 weeks, but how would you ever know when that's happening?
I made up some bullshit for this week because there are no good streaming running backs. So I was like, here's some PPR backs that might get some catches this week. It was like Justice Hill, Samaje Perine, and Zach Charbonnet.
Oh, no Jerome Ford.
No Jerome Ford.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was my play this week. So let's talk about the Steelers. Did some research into Russell Wilson. That boy good.
Yeah, he's playing really well.
Yeah, Russell Wilson leads the NFL in yards per attempt in passes that travel at least 10 yards downfield. And he's sixth in yards per game in that statistic. And the Ravens allow the most yards per attempt the sixth most yards per attempt on passes that travel at least 10 air yards downfield and the most yards per game of those passes. So my question is Russell Wilson about to go all the way off in this game?
I think Russell Wilson's going to go like 85% of the way off.
Okay.
But I think that's definitely going to be good enough that you should play him.
Yeah.
I'm calling it 303 for us.
Wow. Ooh, yeah, I mean, it could happen. I think I'll go 280 and 2.
Yeah, He's that's about get... where I have him. I had him 285 and 2, so.
Touchdowns, 2. Pat Freiermuth.
No.
George Pickens.
Sure.
Yeah. And Mike Williams.
Jeff has his middle
finger out. Hell yeah.
He's Mike Williams. Mike Williams, my wide receiver 51.
Oh, Walker, if somebody gets hurt on Sunday morning, I need you to go in there and change that. Put Mike Williams in the top 50.
Yeah, I almost had him in there, but I had to get Devon Bailey in there, of course.
Oh my god, I lost last week because of Devon Bailey. I hate him so much.
And he has a good matchup. I mean, George Pickens is also like a smash. Smash start in this matchup. I have him wide receiver 6 on the week.
Damn, I was gonna say, yeah, he's gotta be top 10.
Yeah, he's gonna go crazy. Do not start Pat Firemouth. Your mouth will not be on fire this week. And then Najee Harris is fine, I guess. And Jalen Warren, I wouldn't really do.
I wouldn't really play Najee Harris this week.
Yeah, I mean, I have him at 25, and running back sucks this week.
Yeah, running back is really bad. It's just like, if I think you're with Najee Harris, it's a position where if you can get away from Najee Harris, you should probably get away from Najee Harris this week. But I don't know if people are going to be in that position.
Well, Jeff, guess who I'd play over Najee Harris?
Mike Williams?
No. No, Alexander Mattison.
Fuck off! Get out of here!
I would also play Travis Etienne over him.
That's fine. Damn. That's fine, but fuck off with this Alexander Mattison bullshit.
He's fine. He's just a guy.
You know what's really funny? Is in the offseason, I was like, what if Alexander Mattison steals some touches from Zamir White? And you're like, Alexander Mattison sucks. He's not stealing anything from Zamir White. And now we flip-flopped.
Yes, you hate it. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? It happened. I've accepted it.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm rolling with the punches.
Mike, you're going to break the tie. Najee Harris or Alexander Mattison?
I got to go Najee.
Fuck.
Yes. Let's go. All right.
Wrong.
I think you can, if you're desperate, don't do it, but I want to say to do it. Play the boy. Play the big, beautiful boy.
Shut up. No, you're not playing Mike Williams. My dad is playing Mike Williams against me this week.
Oh, sorry. To you.
And I'm playing Kayshawn Booty against him, so we're both going out on a limb here.
Oh my god. Okay. You said no to Jalen Warren. I agree. We talked Najee Harris to get death. Russell Wilson. Where's Russell Wilson rank for you this week? Holy Walker. Shit.
Walker.
I just went Scooby Doo mode there.
I have Wilson at 7.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. All the way off this week. All right, that's it for this game, right? Anybody else?
No. Cordarrelle Patterson. No, I'm just kidding.
No! Cordarrelle Patterson got picked up as a bit in my Scott Fishbowl League this week.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Falcons-Browns. Falcons 6-4, Browns 5-5.
Broncos, Denver... to be fair.
Broncos?
Yeah, Denver Broncos, yeah. Not Denver Browns.
Did I say Browns?
Yeah, twice.
This is bad. My brain is shutting off. Falcons are 6-4. Broncos are 5-5. Denver 1.5 point favorites, 43.5 point over under. Injuries for the Falcons: Charlie Warner, Taquan Graham, James Smith Williams, Troy Anderson, and JD Bertrand, D. Alford, Antonio Hamilton, and Mike Hughes are all out.
Oh, Jesus.
Good luck to the Falcons. For the Browns, Josh Reynolds, Drew Sanders, Dalaron Turner-Yell are all out, as Brandon Jones is questionable with
Dalaron Turner-Yell. Such a good name, man.
Great name. With the Turner-Yell. More. All right. Walker, you want to know about Drake London in this game?
Yeah, do you just have to hold your nose and play him? I mean, he's wide receiver 4 on the season in PPR, but he's also going to get Surtained. So what do you do?
Yeah, that's not good.
See, I'm torn because I want to say start your studs. But we're one day after Terry McLaurin just got blanked by Quinion Mitchell. Mm-hmm. In a 2 wide receiver league, I think that you can get away from Drake London. I think
Drake London or Cedric Tillman.
I'd go Drake London.
I think so. Cedric Tillman feels more like a wide receiver 28 to me. So I would probably say Drake London's like 25, 26, just gut reaction. So I would say I would probably go Drake London.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Would you not?
No, I would. I have both of those guys higher than you do.
Okay. Where do you have Tillman?
20.
Oh, 20. That's right. That's what you said.
I have London at 17.
Okay. That's, I mean, we're all downgrading London this week.
Oh, yeah.
The Sertan matchup, but it's a question of how far are we downgrading him? And I think it's a decent amount. I mean, you have to think about it. He's not a set guy this week.
Right. I would rather start Zay Flowers. I would rather start DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm.
I would rather start Darnell Mooney.
Mike, what do you think? Drake London or Darnell Mooney?
Yeah, Darnell Mooney. I think Mooney's going to probably, yeah, I'd probably go with Mooney.
All right. Drake London, or I mean, that's the same team. So that's Drake London, or who else did you say? DeAndre Hopkins. Chiefs going up against the Bills this week.
I'm going to go Hopkins.
Okay. Drake London or Juwan Jennings this week?
I'd go with
Juwan.
What'd you say, Walker?
London.
London. Okay, so Mike says Juwan, Walker says London.
Jeff says Mike's right, of course, because he's a homer.
He's a 49er.
My question for the 49ers proves that I'm not a homer. It's, is Juwan Jennings tech bro Jacoby Myers? So we need to talk about that in a second. and then, yeah, I think that Drake London, I think we've talked that one through, but what about Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denver is worse against tight ends than they are against receivers. I think that he'll do enough.
He'll do enough. Yeah, Broncos are the 10th worst matchup for tight ends, but Kyle Pitts has been like usable this year, which is more than you can say for most years for Kyle Pitts. Like he's in full PPR, Kyle Pitts is tight end 6 in total points. So it's like he's actually fine this year. In points per game, he's 12, which is kind of where Kyle Pitts has lived. But it's been usable. So yeah, I think let's see, Kyle Pitts or Tucker Kraft this week.
Pitts.
Kyle Pitts or Kate Otten. Oh no, he's not playing. Kyle Pitts or Mark Andrews.
Who? I think I'd go with Andrews.
I would also go with Andrews.
All right. Kyle Pitts or Evan Ingram?
Pitts. Yeah, Pitts.
I could give you both a million guesses. You would never guess who the tight end 11 on the season is in points per game.
Tight end 11 in points per game. It's going to be somebody who's played like 2 games, isn't it?
No.
3 games.
No.
1 game?
Blake Whitehart, 3 catches for 13 yards and a touchdown in 1 game. Now for the bonus point, what team does Blake Whitehart play for?
Fuck,
the Chicago Bears?
You got the letters right. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, all right.
Great. And then,
yeah. You're playing Bijan, you're not playing Kirk Cousins. My question is, will Bo Nix ever stop? Like, last week was supposed to be a bad matchup for him. He was supposed to get spagged, but he still finished with 16 PPR points in a rough matchup. But, like, Bo Nix is just, like, he can't keep getting away with this. Like, it went from, like, oh, I'm into Bo Nix, in on Bo Nix, to, like, he can't keep doing this. He can't pull this off all year.
And he won't, but he'll pull it off again this week.
Oh, yeah. So Bo Nix, is he a top 10 quarterback this week?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, my eye is very itchy. I'm very, very distracted here. My eyeball, I'm going to pull it out of my head.
Don't do that.
That would hurt.
And if you do, don't show it to me.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to see you looking at it through it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna see Walker get disgusted. But no, I think that this is a good week to play Bo Nix. Falcons are 7th in fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks. Last week was the first time in like 6 games that Bo Nix didn't get at least 6 fantasy points from not passing. I was able to stay rushing until he caught that stupid touchdown from Courtland Sutton. So I have to say non-passing now. And then let's talk about Bo Nix coming up, though. He's got Atlanta, Vegas, Cleveland, the bye, Indy, Chargers, and Cincy. Except for the bye in Cincy, I don't know how you get Bo Nix out of your lineup.
Well, Chargers.
I meant the bye in Chargers. Sorry.
Yeah. Cincy. All those other ones, he's going to probably come in somewhere between like 8 and 14 every week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, he's perfectly fine, I think, pretty much the rest of the season. You just need a contingency plan for whatever that is, week 16.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you've got a month and a half to figure that out.
Right. I mean, here, let's look at week 16 NFL schedule.
While Walker's pulling that up, Mike, I have to ask, is Courtland Sutton mile high Jacoby Myers?
Mile high Jacoby Myers. I'm going to say no, because Courtland Sutton scores more touchdowns than Jacoby Myers.
That's the correct answer. That's what I was going for. He is plus plus Jacoby Myers. He's Jacoby Myers if he can find the damn end zone.
That's right.
All right, Walker, you have a week 16 schedule up?
Yep, I do.
All right, what are we looking at?
So I'm liking maybe Jameis against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. That's a good matchup.
I'm liking that. Let's see here. I'm not loving a whole lot of my other options here. Maybe Geno Smith against the Vikings.
Okay.
I don't mind that. What about Baker against the Cowboys? Do you think he'll be available? Probably not.
I was going to say, I don't think you have Baker. What about week 16 playing against the Raiders?
Against the Raiders.
McCorkle Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones, probably. I'm not really enthused by that one. No.
What about Gardner Minshew playing against the Jags?
You could do worse, probably.
That might be the bozo game of the year.
Yeah. What, Jags Raiders? Yeah, absolutely. That game's going to be so stupid. That's going to be like 23-22.
Yeah. And we're going to see like 5 quarterbacks. We're going to see like Mac Jones, CJ Beathard, Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell's thumb will be repaired, and then
Desmond Ridder.
And Desmond Ridder. We're going to see 5 quarterbacks that game.
Fantastic. And the highest quarterback rating will be a non-quarterback that throws a touchdown.
It'll be Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, Jacoby Myers will throw a touchdown to like Amir Abdullah.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. There's an option for you if you have Bo Nix. It's Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. probably Jameis is what I'd say.
Yeah, probably Jameis. All right. What are we doing with the running backs here? Audric Estime. He's done it, folks. He's the RB1.
Javonte Williams.
He slayed the Javonte Williams.
Maybe. We don't even know this yet.
I'm claiming victory.
Worse.
We're off Twitter. Fantasy receipts can't hurt us anymore. I am claiming victory.
I would start Audric Estime over Javonte Williams this week, but
I absolutely would. But Audric Estime is going to get no catches.
I would not start Audric Estime.
No, I would not do that this week.
I think he's going to get like 7 points.
We talked about it. He's going to be a bad version of Kareem Hunt this year. No catches, a bunch of carries. He's going to get like 16 for 72.
I have him running back 31. He's between Tyler Algier and Zach Charbonnet.
That is exactly where he belongs.
Yep.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Would you start Audric Estime this week?
I'm sort of like with Walker, was that we don't know that yet. I think Javonte Williams will still have a role, so I'm going to say no.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, like Walker said, we don't know that Audric Estime has slain Javonte Williams. I just hope that it's true.
Yeah. I also hope it's true, but because I'm sick of Javonte Williams, but
I'm sick of his shit.
I don't think he's dead yet.
Actually, what's funny is I'm not sick of Javonte Williams, the player. I'm sick of what everybody says about Javonte Williams.
Yeah, everybody who can't give up their priors that he was going to be really good.
Everybody who didn't look at the fact that he's except for like an 8-game sample size last year, he is going back to college always split carries.
He split carries with Michael Carter.
Yeah.
Who's on his third team.
Is he on his third? He might be on his fourth or fifth. I don't know how many practice squads Michael Carter's bouncing around right now. I don't keep track of that shit. He's the other. This is how bad he is. He's the other Michael Carter now.
Yeah, the corner is actually better.
Yeah. So let's see here. What team is Michael Carter on right now? Oh, he's still on the Cardinals. Okay.
Oh, is he
still on the Cardinals?
Is he on their practice squad?
I don't know. I can't figure out what team. Current team, Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, he's on the practice squad.
Okay. That makes sense.
But back to the point. Yeah, Javonte Williams never has been, never will be a full-time running back. Sorry. Correct. So that's it for this team, right? For the Broncos? For the Broncos? For the Browns, as some call them?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's talk Niners Seahawks. Seahawks are 4-5. Niners are 5-4. Niners 6.5-point home favorites. 48.5-point over under. Noah Fant, Bradley Russell, and Connor Williams will not be playing in this game. Connor Williams just up and retired.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he's going to be throwing shotgun snaps over the head of God now. For the 49ers, Kevin Givens, Mitch Wishnowsky, and Charvarius Ward are out. Daryl Luter is doubtful. He hurt his pelvis. That's a very weird designation. Because usually you'll see hip or groin.
He was fucking too hard, man.
Yeah, pelvis, dude. Like, so there's hip, there's groin, there's glute. What is pelvis? Like, that's your entire pelvis.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What did you do? All right,
popped it out of joint or something?
Yeah. Ooh. Trent Williams, John Feliciano, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Aaron Banks, Yetur Gross-Matos are all questionable, but are all probably going to play. Mike, you want to know about Ken Walker.
Yeah, is Walker going to be a top 20 running back this week?
Every week.
Every week. For sure, I would say. I have him at 11.
Yeah, I think every week.
Yeah, really he's good, folks. And he, like last time that they played, he got a bunch of bullshit dump off passes at the end of the game. So like, even if the Niners like crushed the Seahawks like they did last time,
then he'll catch six passes.
Yeah, he'll catch a bunch of passes. So I think Kenneth Walker, no matter how you get there, he's going to be top 20. Also, I'd just like to say that I sent the skeet out of my Rizzy won't flush the Browns again this week. No likes. Mm-hmm. This app is bullshit. I'm going back to Twitter.
I'll like it. I'll go like it.
Okay, thank you. All right. What is JSN going to do in his first game since his massive fucking game 2 weeks ago?
Like, not much.
You don't think he's going to do much?
Nah.
I think he's going to get 4 for 75 and a touchdown.
Wow. Okay.
Well, who are we talking about?
JSN.
Yeah, I think he's a low end wide receiver too.
Yeah, the Niners have figured like they have the DK Metcalf like formula figured out. Tyler Lockett's just kind of Tyler flawed kit at this point. And yeah, I think JSN will give them fits. So what about Geno Smith this week? Yes, no?
No.
No,
no, I don't think so. It's not a great matchup. He's played poorly against the 49ers historically. I don't like it very much. He's not the worst option, but you could find somebody better.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. He's outside the top 12, probably about quarterback 15 or 16, something like that.
Okay, sorry, I have to mute my phone because. I apologize for the text message sounds. Okay, sounds good. And then for the Niners, like, you're playing Kittle, you're playing Christian McCaffrey, you're playing Brock Purdy. But my question is about the wide receivers. First of all, before I ask my question, are we playing Debo?
Yes.
Debo!
I agree. My question is about Juwan Jennings. Is he tech bro Jacoby Myers, or is he better, or is he worse?
He's a little better.
A little better?
I like the tech bro, Jacoby Myers. I think, yeah.
You think that's accurate? Okay.
That's pretty accurate.
So,
you know what Juwan Jennings is?
He's a football player.
He's big, slow Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Oh, wow. Big. He is big and slow. It's very funny. So I mentioned it in the Wednesday episode this week.
Bang.
When bang, I was accidentally correct. This week that two games this season without either Debo or Brandon Ayuk, and 23 targets, 18 catches, 281 yards and 3 touchdowns. Granted, 175 and 3 of that was in one game, but
right.
He does step up for the Niners with no Debo or no
Ayuk.
But I do think that this will be a good opportunity for him as like a wide receiver 3 type this week for you.
Yeah, I mean, I have him at 23, so even a little higher than that.
Oh, damn. Walker loves Juwan Jennings.
He's playing good.
Ricky Pearsall, is he in your top 50? Yak Miller?
Yeah, he's number 34.
Yes. Remember when Walker said he doesn't even get yak, and then he had a like 30 yak touchdown.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up.
All right, that's it for the Niners. Not much to talk about. Very close to being a free space.
Oh yeah, you should play Brock Purdy and George Kittle for sure.
Absolutely.
And Christian McCaffrey, duh.
That's right, because Nick Bosa provides +2 to all white boys, as I told Walker.
I hate that one.
You know you like it. All right, Chiefs are 9-0. They travel to Orchard Park to play the Bills. Buffalo, 2.5-point home favorites, 45.5-point over-under. This is the first time that an undefeated team has been a road underdog since the 1973 Virginia Storm. I don't know. I'm sure there's some stat there about that, but I did not look it up. But here's the thing. Two of us are going with the Bills winning it.
That's right.
Big walk. Not Mike. Mike's going with the Chiefs.
They'll be undefeated.
Mike, all of a sudden, Mike, huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. Walker and I, with the he can't keep getting away with this pick of the week with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I love the Buffalo Bills, baby.
Yeah.
Walker, I'm circling the wagons right now.
Walker lighting a folding table on fire. Getting
I've jumped through it. It's on fire. I'm not on fire.
It is on fire.
Yes.
All right. Isaiah Pacheco and Charles Amenihu are out. Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, Matt Milano are also out. Amari Cooper and Spencer Brown are questionable. Walker, you wanted to know about Nuke Hopkins in this one.
Is he going to bounce back from a pretty bad game last week? I think he had about 9 points. Bounce back, get a top 20 week this week.
Top 20. Well, I think.
I don't think so. Not against that Bills defense.
See, it's hard because for me, it's going to be contingent on a touchdown. Like his production is going to be in that, like without a touchdown, where he's going to be like a wide receiver 25 or 26, but with the touchdown, like he could fit, end up like 18 or 19. I'm talking like 5 for 70 type deal, where it all depends on if he scores a touchdown. And I don't know. I'm going to say he's top 20 because I feel like he will score a touchdown this week.
Okay, I agree. I do have him top 20 as well. Mike, seems like you're out.
Yeah, I think he's like 24 to 30.
Okay.
All right. Despite his big game last week, which we all literally predicted would happen, I'm out on Patrick Mahomes.
I think he's a back end QB1.
Yeah, I'm still out on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes or Mac Jones. No, I'm just kidding. Patrick Mahomes or Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Yeah, give me Nix.
Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson.
Mahomes.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Mike and I were trying to match it, and it did not work. No. We blew it.
Damn it.
Patrick Mahomes or Jared Goff?
Got to go with the Goff, man.
Or Jared Goff.
Goff's going to have a huge game.
All right. He's going to
Goff. Oh, yeah. They're playing Jacksonville. Yeah, I go
Goff. Yeah, Goff on your Grinch.
All right. Let's see. Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
He's a volume RB2. That's all he is.
Buffalo's bad against the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really bad against the run.
Yeah, he's RB10 for me.
Okay. James Cook or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem.
James Cook or Kareem Hunt? I'm going to go Cook.
All right. Kareem Hunt or David Montgomery?
Hunt.
Hunt.
Kareem Hunt or... Let me see who else I have on this roster.
Oh.
Alvin Kamara.
Oh, Kamara. Definitely Kamara.
Okay. So what you're saying is I should probably get Kareem Hunt into my lineup this week.
I would bench Cook of those guys, honestly, because the matchup's bad.
Oh, God. Over David Montgomery?
I have Montgomery 13 and Cook 16.
All right. You're out of here. All right. I'm doing it. James Cook is on my bench.
It's funny that I have made Jeff bench a Bill, and Jeff made me start a Bill.
the Bills, they're just like us. All right. That's it for the Chiefs. You're starting Travis Kelce. My question is, can Dawson Knox make it happen, folks? All right. The Chiefs are the second worst team against tight ends in the league. Do you know the worst team against tight ends?
No.
The Carolina Panthers. When the Carolina Panthers are the only team stopping you from being the worst at something, that
you're
means
pretty
you're
much pretty the worst.
Bad at it. Yeah, that means you're basically the worst. This has been the theory behind what happened to Isaiah Likely, what happened with, I believe it was Mike Gesicki a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like Dawson Knox hasn't done much this year. Dalton Kincaid has not lived up to expectations. But the Bills throw the tight end the fourth most times in the league. Like, they throw the tight end a lot.
It's just the fact that they give Kincaid 5 targets and Knox 3 targets and Quentin Morris 1 target.
Exactly.
But now they only have 2 of those guys. So Knox is going to get like 6 targets and Quentin Morris is going to get 3. And Dawson Knox against a team that sucks at defending tight ends on 6 targets is probably going to go like 5 for 50.
Bingo.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think he's a good play. I have him over Jonnu Smith, who I really like. You know, I've been screaming about it for a month, but no, I think Knox is the play this week.
All right, Mike, what do you feel about Dawson Knox this week?
Yeah, I like it. I think top 8 for Dawson Knox this week.
Damn, top 8. Let's go. Let's go. Oh. Bang.
We're doing it.
Bang. All right.
Official Dawson Knox podcast.
That's right. Of the week. All right. Josh Allen, you're starting. Khalil Shakir, you're starting. Mm-hmm. Are you starting any other wide receivers? Amari Cooper, if he plays.
No.
No.
Mac Hollins, if he doesn't.
No.
All right. So that'll do it for the Bills. Right? James Cook,
You should still play him in most cases, yeah.
Unless you're fucking stacked like me.
Jeff got big boobs recently.
Blam! Also, by the way, that's the team where I still have Bucky Irving on the practice squad.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense, yeah.
You know who else is on the practice squad?
Will Disley.
Audric Estime.
Oh, okay.
Let's go, baby.
I just was like, it's gonna be the meme player.
But no, it wasn't the meme player. I have no meme players on this team, right? I have such a oh nope, I have Mike Williams. Never mind.
God damn it.
Ooh, all right. Let's talk Sunday Night Football. Walker, sneaky banger of the week. Bengals at Chargers. Bengals are 4-6. Chargers 6-3. Chargers 2-point favorites. 45.5-point over under. Bengals are up against the wall. Charlie Jones is out with a groin injury. Joe Bochy is also doubtful.
That's
Orlando.
Joe Bochy. Michigan State University legend.
Mamma mia, we're playing a Joe Bochy ball over here. Orlando Brown and Trey Hendrickson and BJ Hill are questionable. And then for the Chargers, Khalil Mack is questionable. I changed my winner for this game. Bengals with a cornered, wounded animal game. I'm going Bengals. Walker's going Chargers. Mike's going Bengals. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
I'm going a Cameron Dicker game-winning field goal. Time expires.
No, the same thing, but Evan McFearless.
Fair. That also could happen.
Hey, it could happen. All right. By the way, when I say that, I'm referencing a commercial from like the 90s. It's like the Burger King Kids Club commercial where they're like, hey, it could happen.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a very deep and specific piece of brain rot.
I may not have been born.
You were. Let's not talk about it. All right, Mike. you want to know about the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver room, and we're not talking Jamar Chase. We're not talking Andre Yosivash. We're not talking a slot receiver extraordinaire, Jermaine Burton. And by that, I mean slot machines, baby. All right. You want to talk about T. Higgins.
Yeah, should we put him in the lineup? Should we start him?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a weak wide receiver week. Yeah, that's correct. It sounds bad, but it's correct. I think he's a wide receiver too.
I'm inclined to agree.
I think you're going to get a lot of like boring but decent performances out of your Bengals in this game. I think Jamar Chase is going to be really good like usual, but Burrow's going to be like mid-tier QB1. Chase Brown and T. Higgins are going to be like fine.
And Mike Gesicki goes back to the nether realm.
Yeah, Mike Gesicki's going to have 3 for 21.
And then Tanner Hudson's going to have like 2 for 16 and a touchdown, and people are going to be like, Tanner Hudson?
Please don't do that, Joe. Don't do it.
Who's Joe?
Burrow.
Oh, Joe Burrow. I was like, my buddy Joe?
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama? Damn. Are you going to take that, Joe Burrow? You will, because we'll never hear it. Chase Brown. You
can for free.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Joe Burrow. We'll even have you on the podcast.
Come on the podcast, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
You won't, bitch. Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. I'm lost. Chase Brown. Walker, you said non-sexy, but still startable. Chase Brown, where does he, we talked about kind of like indirectly running back like 10 through 16 when we were talking about James Cook. So where would Chase Brown slot in there?
I have him right behind James Cook, 17th.
Okay, Mike, running back 17 for Chase Brown. How do you feel about that?
I like it. I think that's probably pretty right up there where I would have him.
Okay. How do you both like that in the context of Waleed was right?
Damn. You know what? He gets one every year.
That's right. Blind squirrel and such.
I'm not going to go that far. You can go that far, but
I will go that far. You hear me, Waleed? You won't come on the podcast either, bitch.
Waleed will absolutely come on the podcast.
I could call Waleed right now and get him on the podcast, probably.
Yes, there's 100% chance. Waleed will take any opportunity to say things about football.
All right. I think that's it for the Bengals. And then for the Chargers, so let's get the must starts out of the way. Will Disley.
Shut the fuck up. God, I hate this guy.
Walker, what's your question about the Chargers?
I don't have one. I legitimately don't have one because I knew Jeff was just going to be all up on Will Disley's dick.
Will Disley? Who's that? Will Disley. How do you spell Disley?
Stop it. Get some help.
Will, is it D-I-S-S-L? Oh my God, this guy's pretty good. He's been getting a lot of targets. Walker, thank you for putting me on this Will Disley character. Over the last 4 weeks, he has the same number of targets as Trey McBride.
Did you know that?
He's in a top five matchup on the week.
Did you know that over this period, he's had one game of double digit fantasy points?
Did you know that I don't give a flying shit?
I have Will Disley tight end 14 this week.
You know what's funny is I probably would have him in the exact same spot.
Yeah. You're just trying to piss me off.
I am trying to piss you off. Because there's nothing to talk about with the Chargers. J.K. Dobbins. Hope you like volume, bitch. Gus Edwards. No, thank you. Justin Herbert. He's getting his swag back, which means 200 yards and 1.5 touchdowns.
He's going to be he'll be a perfectly fine play.
Yeah, I think you can play him this week. I like him this week. Bengals bad. But on an average game, it's still the Chargers. But Justin Herbert playing some pretty awesome football, I would say.
He's playing really good.
Unfortunately, he's throwing to guys like Will Disley and Semi Fajoko and, you know.
Bad McConkey.
And then Bad McConkey.
You can play him.
Top 36 wide receiver. I mean, that's it with the Chargers. Like, do Chargers games ever really happen? That's the question.
No, they always happen, but in like a weird kind of offshoot from the rest of the league. They got their own little bubble going on. I know they play in the same stadium as the Rams, but it's a completely different thing.
I don't know the best way to describe it, but every Chargers game, like I can't elaborate on this, but it feels like the same vibes of when the Blue Jays were playing in their minor league ballpark during COVID. I don't know why. It's just like, yes, this is real, but also it's not. It's not real football. I don't know what it is. I love Jim Harbaugh. I love Justin Herbert, but the Chargers just don't feel like real, like a real football team.
They're so boring.
Yeah.
They do the same thing every single game.
Win. All they do is win.
All they do is win. No matter
what. That's right. All right. I think that's it. J.K. Dobbins.
Running back 24 for me.
Gross. I was going to say, is he inside or outside the top 24? Barely. So right on the dot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Let's wrap this up. We've got Jake Paul and Mike Tyson to not watch.
Yeah, I'm definitely not watching that.
Texans at Cowboys. Speaking of one side beating the shit out of the other one. Texans are 6-4. Cowboys are 3-6. We all have the Cowboys losing this one.
Getting smoked.
No official injury reports yet, but Will Anderson, Foley Fadukasi, and Kamari Lassiter all have back-to-back did not practices. Deron Bland, Jordan Lewis, Hunter Luepke, and Nick Vigil also back-to-back did not practices on Thursday and Friday. Let's get the free space out of the way. CeeDee Lamb. All right. What about Rico Dudu?
No, thanks.
No.
All right. I agree. All right, Mike, let's talk about the Houston Texans.
So CJ Stroud, over or under 275 passing yards.
Over.
Under.
Big time CJ Stroud game incoming.
Big time CJ Stroud half that leads into them running out the clock in the second half.
Over 300 passing yards for CJ Stroud.
Wow.
273 passing yards, 3 touchdowns.
I'm going to go 325 passing yards and 2 touchdowns.
Damn. Walker upping the ante. I'm going to go 250 passing yards and 4 touchdowns.
I'm going to go with 600 passing yards, -1 touchdowns.
600 passing yards and 1 pick 6.
That's right.
No, I think it's a good week to play CJ Stroud, especially... he's been on a schneid lately, so in a shallower league he might be available, and he'd be a good start if you're like a Baker manager or a Kyler Murray manager, and then he puts you in a position where you could make that decision on a weekly basis, especially because he's been on a schneid because he hasn't had Nico Collins, who he's supposed to have back this week.
Yeah, Collins is off the injury report, and I'm all in on the Texans this week. I think they're going to destroy the Cowboys.
Oh, I don't think anybody's on the other side of this.
No, I agree. But, like, I think this is as lopsided of a game as Lions-Jaguars is.
I agree. That was what I was actually going to say. I was like, if I could pick another game to have a 2-touchdown spread, I would pick this one.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous that it's not double digits. I have C.J. Stroud quarterback 4. I have Joe Mixon running back 2. I have Nico Collins wide receiver 4. Tank Dell at 25. Don't play Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, I agree with
Dalton
all
Schultz
of those.
Revenge game, even though he just left in free agency, so it's not even revenge at all.
Dalton Schultz welcome home game?
Yeah, Dalton Schultz extremely comfortable in Texas for some reason for a guy who went to Stanford.
Dalton Schultz. Walker. Let's talk about Silicon Valley guys going to Texas.
Do they happen to live in South Africa?
Perhaps. So you heard it here first, folks. Dalton Schultz, the Elon Musk of the NFL. He's jumping up and down. He's making an X with his arms. He has an uncomfortable amount of power in the new administration. He's meeting with Iranian officials.
Somebody should do something.
We didn't say any words. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Absurdity Podcast. The only podcast with zero actionable threats against sudden government officials.
Zero.
Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Never has happened. Never will.
Not even once in the last 5 minutes. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bah.
See ya.
USA? Ah!